Hello.
Oh, hello, Neri. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I was trying to contact you, but you didn't answer. Because I was trying to cancel my subscription, that's why I called the bank to cancel the payment.
Oh, I see. So
yes, I was trying to contact someone, but I don't know what happened, but so that's why I called the bank.
So I don't know what happened either, because we have a calendar appointment that's set on everyone that calls in that can't get through. They have an option to set a callback, and I don't see that had been done from this phone number. Did you try to call from the same phone number or from a different phone number? Do you remember?
From this number.
From this number? Okay. Yeah, I don't see that.
To contact
mm-hmm.
The Local Splash service something like that. So they were trying, like, asking me some information, and I don't know, asking me the, I don't know what I call the number. So from some agent or something like that, so I don't know. That's why I called the bank.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me give you some options, because typically, we can't cancel an account with a past due balance only because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. But what I'll do is I'll search the call history again and see if there were any calls that you attempted to call in and you couldn't get through, because if not, there is a $129 past due balance on the account, and we can't cancel it with the past due. But let me ask you, because it looks like you're getting some solid results out of this, how come you're wanting to cancel?
I'm canceling because I can see the results. They're trying to, like, convince me to do not cancel. I was trying to cancel 2 times. Someone's calling me and say, no, this month I will give it free for you. You will just pay $15.99, something like that. So this is the 3rd time I canceled, so I will cancel it absolutely.
Yeah, it says here that you wanted to cancel it back in December, and they gave you a service credit, a free month. But I don't see that there's been any service credit since that. It looks like they gave you the January payment as a service credit. You paid in December. January was a service credit. And then you paid in February and March. And then this is the April payment we're having trouble with.
Yes.
So let me just share something with you, if I may, because I'm on your dashboard and I'm looking at the results. And this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 181 times, and you've had 27 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you've gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they find you or when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, but I didn't receive calls. Someone's calling me, but, like, giving me, same as you, the company trying to sell me, or something like that. But clients, they didn't call me.
So Google tracks what's called an action and what's called an impression, right? So the impression is how many times you were found on the first page. And let's say someone saw you on the first page and they never called you. They called a different company, but you were found. Google will track that. And the second thing they track is the second step that person took to contact you. So what this is showing is that you've had 22 clicks to your website from the first page and 5 clicks to call you. Now, that doesn't mean that you've only gotten 5 phone calls, because if somebody searches you or they find you on Google and they're on their cell phone, they can click to call you. But if they're on a regular computer, they can't click to call you. They would have to dial your number. So that's happened 22 times. And I don't think that these particular impressions are people that are trying to sell you things, because it says that you've had keywords of electrician, Mavic Electric, Norcross Georgia Electrical Contractors. So Google is tracking what people are typing in to find you. So I'm thinking that if you've gotten sales calls, that it could be coming from another source, but it's not coming from this tracking. Have you seen the website that we built you by chance?
Yes, I saw.
Okay. So do you like the website, or?
Like I said, I would cancel it.
You what?
I would cancel it. I would start doing it by myself.
Right. But the problem is there's a $129 past due balance, and if there are no call records of you trying to call and trying to cancel this, then on May 14th, that will reoccur to $258, because in the terms and conditions, you acknowledge that with your e-signature, that you would call us 3 business days prior to cancel, and I don't see that has taken place. I know you said that you tried to call through, and I'm going to search the call history, but I don't see that there were any missed calls from you, because we would have created a calendar appointment to contact you if you weren't able to get through. So there is one option where, and I'm not supposed to offer this, but I will kind of mention it to you, and if it works, I'll try to get it overridden. If you want to cancel the program and keep the website, you can do that and just pay $29 monthly for the hosting of the site, mavicelectric.com. And like I say, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $129 to just $29, but if you think that works, I'll try to get it overridden for you. Because right now there's a big orange banner on your site saying the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder to have you call us, right? But some people see that and, you know, they think that the company's out of business. So that could be affecting you right now too, you know?
Yes. So how can I buy the domain, the Mavic Electric?
You could buy the domain and do a one-time buyout of $99 for the domain, but that doesn't include the content. So then you'd have to go and build a new site on it elsewhere. Or you could keep the website and the content and just pay $29 monthly.
I would pay the $29 just this month, and I will try to buy the domain next month.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a great option, because a lot of people try to get a website with their business name in it, and they find out it's not available. So since we do have the site with your business name in it, you definitely don't want to lose that. So I understand where you're coming from. So give me a second here. I need to adjust the pricing for you so that we do the $29. And then for that $29 payment, do you want me to try it on the same card, or should I try, do you want to use a different card? I have Visa ending in 0913.
Can you, because I told the bank, but I have another card.
Okay, so let me put the new card in. Just give me a second, because like I said, I have to get it override. So I'm trying to make sure that this $29 payment sticks. And okay, good. It is. It's sticking. Okay, good. So I got that adjusted for you. And then go ahead with the new card number when you're ready.
It's 42.
Mm-hmm.
66.
Okay.
84.
Got it.
17.
Okay.
39.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Can you repeat it? Sorry.
I have 4266, 8417, and then the phone cracked up a little bit. Did you say 79?
89.
Oh, 89. Okay. I was going to ask you to verify that. So 89. Got it.
53.
Okay.
65.
45. Okay. Expiration?
It's 1028.
1028. And the code?
027.
Now, for this card, is it still the Spalding Hollow Drive for the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
That's the address.
It is. Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then you're paid in full until May 17th. So if you decide to do that domain buyout, just call us before that date. And then I'll send you a text message with my direct line on it. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777 only because you said that you had a hard time getting through, okay?
Yes,
so
that's
you
the
can...
number they asked me, the house call.
They could have asked you what your number for your username was, like your account number, but they just have that set up under your phone number. So if they ask you for your account number, just tell them 470-290-2103. That's your account number.
No, the number that you got.
I'm sending it to you on a text message. It's 877-635. That's the customer support number for local flesh.
That's just three numbers.
Three numbers? That's my extension, the 777.
Okay, that we're trying to call, they asking me the extension number.
Got it.
I have the extension number for some of you, so that's why I didn't try to call or contacting you.
Yeah, so typically if you call in and you don't have an extension number, you can just hit option 1, and then anybody that answers the phone can help you. But I did send you the text with my extension. So now moving forward, if you want to call in and do that domain buyout and you put in that 777, it will ring to my desk, okay?
Okay, sure. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.